block by Knight. Look out here. Here come the U.S. Kendall Coyne. Knight. Hillary Knight shoots. Scores. The winners. And still world champions. Team USA.
That's one big hockey win for the U.S. women's hockey team, beating Canada last Friday with that overtime goal from Hillary Knight to clinch the world championships. But it's an even more giant leap for the U.S. women's hockey program and young women everywhere looking to play hockey in the future before crushing their Canadian competition to clinch their fourth straight world championship title. These women had a white-knuckled shootout with USA Hockey, the national governing body for the sport, over the issue of increasing pay, marketing, and overall support for women's hockey. They won. Team members Amanda Kessel, Megan Duggan, and Kendall Coyne visited our studios yesterday, and Megan wanted to make sure all Americans understand these athletes are celebrating two big victories.
We've said a few times, I think it's an incredible time period right now to be a female athlete. And obviously, prior to the negotiations and prior to us reaching an agreement, we weren't happy with where things were at with USA Hockey in regards to support and treatment of women. But I think with the agreement that we came to right before we went to the World Championships, it's an incredible time to be a female hockey player in this country.
Who is USA Hockey? What do they do, or what did you contend they did for men's hockey that they needed to do for women's hockey and are now apparently going to do because of this deal?
You know, there was a lot of different items and terms and things like that we spoke about, but we kind of broke them up into three separate categories. There was a compensation piece, there was a programming and getting more games for the women, and also just some marketing and PR. It's hard to compare us to the men's senior national team because a lot of those guys are NHL guys. They only get together, you know, a week or a couple weeks out of the year to compete, whereas the women's program, this is our full-time job. We devote our lives to this program. We get together for training camps. We base where we live and what we do and, you know, what we eat and how much we sleep on this program.
I mean, just visibility in general, it's tough for us. And that was something that we gained during these talks. But we still need more media time, more, you know, getting our games on TV for people to watch. Because I guarantee if you come to a game and you watch, you're going to come back.
If you look at the ratings from the gold medal game in 2014, I believe our game was, if not the highest, one of the highest watched events at the 2014 Winter Olympics. So just like Amanda said, if you put us on TV, if you watch, people are going to watch and they're going to come back. And I'm sure we've all heard it from many people. It's like, wow, I'm so glad I watched that. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's a great product. And, you know, just our last World Championships, NHL Network picked up a bunch of our games and aired them live. And, you know, I know TSN in Canada and Sportsnet up there was all over the games as well. And I think just continuing to move the needle and push our team ahead and increase visibility is definitely a goal of ours.
Tell me about the moment that, I mean, you were actually considering not playing in the World Championships, right?
Yes,
100%.
And USA Hockey was prepared to call talented women's players at university programs around the country and getting them to basically substitute for you. What was that like, contemplating that moment? What was that like? And did you reach out to those university programs and say, hey, ladies, you know, sit tight?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, that was certainly the reality of the situation, and I think we were prepared for that. This wasn't a decision that we came to lightly or easily, to put something like that on the line. To sacrifice a world championship that we've trained for the entire year was gut-wrenching for us. And we rallied and united our entire player pool, our U18 team, college players, NWHL players throughout the entire process. And we said all along, this was about all of us. This is about women's hockey in this country. It's not just about the 23 girls that are on the roster going to this world championship. It is so much bigger than that. And we just ask for you to trust us and support us. And we continued to communicate with those players. We kept everyone in the loop. And
They responded?
They did. It was the unity and the strength and everyone sticking together throughout the entire process was, in my opinion, 100% what made this thing work. And can't thank those girls enough, because I know that was probably difficult for them when being invited by USA Hockey to participate in the World Championships
Say no. You talked with a girl who had been invited to substitute for you in the World Championships who turned it down.
Hundreds.
I talked with about 500, yeah. 500
really?
Of those girls, yes.
Really?
Yes, we all did.
It gives me chills just to sit here.
Gives me chills.
It's like, that's how big this was and how many people that backed us. I'm just thinking about it, like,
And the conversations we had were so productive with these players because, you know, it's easy for them, you know, to think like, oh, you're just calling me because you don't want me to take your spot. And it's, no, you can take my spot, but I want to educate you on why we are doing this and why we need your help, and you need to take the stance as well. This isn't about who's going to be on the ice in Plymouth. This is about taking a stand right now for our game in which you are a part of.
As a parent, getting girls, and I have three, interested in hockey can be an expensive proposition. What in your deal with USA Hockey will help to advance elite programs at the girls' level moving towards college and then towards your level? What can we expect in the next 5 to 10 years? Best case scenario.
Well, I think, you know, we've been asked a lot, how does this help the grassroots level? How does it help young girls? And I think, first and foremost, it's increased visibility for the sport that they love and for who they, you know, they long to become. We've said this before, you cannot be what you cannot see. And I think it's really important for those young girls to have role models to look up to and see on TV and to know that I can be that. I can make it to that point and I can make a living on it. So I think just with the movement in general, we really open the eyes of the world to girls and women's hockey. And I'm excited to see what comes of it. You know, we had a ton of support from the youth and girls programs, and we told them, we're doing this for you. It's for your future.
Megan Duggan, Amanda Kessel, and Kendall Coyne, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, this is what a world championship medal sounds like, knocking against our studio desk. Yep, that's good. Kendall Coyne's medal reminded everyone about the moment last week that clinched women hockey history.
Kendall assisted on the winning goal.
Yeah. Huge part of that goal.
Unbelievable.
Kendall Coyne, Megan Duggan, and Amanda Kessel, all members of the U.S. women's hockey team, looking forward to the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
This is Ira Flato, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.